Let's do a little ham radio.
Nailed it.
I had vacation to use. One of our places that I really wanted to go to for a while now is the Grand Tetons. Been to Yellowstone before. I love National Parks. Big nipples.
Thank you.
Yeah. Some French people were staying there and...
What does this remind you of?
Yeah.
This mountain range remind you of?
I said the Tetons. Wife wanted to go to Salt Lake City because one of the shows she watches on Bravo is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
She's an aspiring Mormon.
Yep. So we decided to do both. Fly into Salt Lake, drive to Tetons, then fly back out of Salt Lake. So Salt Lake, very underwhelming.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Not a sprawling nightlife?
We really wanted to go to the Mormon temple, like the temple, to check it out as non-religious people.
Did you hit any soda bars? I know they do that a lot because they don't drink over there.
We tried a place called Swig, which they started opening up here in the DFW area, and they messed up my order.
Oh, man.
But still very good place from the what I got from it. But we were always told that if you go to the Mormon temple, the missionaries would try to convert you. And I was thinking, if somebody can convince my wife to give me more chicks to bang, more power to me and you.
I don't think that's how they frame it in the church.
More chicks to bang.
Pretty narrow-minded.
Oh, Leisure Suit Larry over there.
But the temple was under renovation, so I couldn't go in or around it. So I'll have to stick to a monogamous lifestyle.
They probably could have smelled the sin on you anyway and would have said, there's no chance this guy's going to be one of us.
A highlight of Salt Lake, I sent this to you guys, was I saw a guy in a motorcycle wheelchair that was really cool. In addition to eating at...
No comment, Monty?
Yeah, that sounds like a bitch.
Del Taco, 42... or, four Del Tacos. We also went to the Salt Lake Flats. Wife really wanted to do that. Incredibly underwhelming.
Were they really flat? Was that named after a flat woman, the way the Tetons are named after?
Yeah. Look at that woman over there, Salt Lake Flat. That's what I call her. No, after seeing the Devil's Golf Course in Death Valley, we were kind of expecting it to look cool. Extremely flat. Very salty. I don't know what she was expecting, but it was a two-hour drive to get there and then a two-hour drive back. We're kind of just like, huh. Could have just looked at a photo of this and kind of took it all in.
Just take a few pictures of the flatness to prove you were there.
Pretty much.
Cool, looks like we're in Kansas.
But yeah, Salt Lake City, don't recommend.
Yeah.
I would recommend. I didn't butt you, did I?
You did.
Damn it. Oh, no. Grand Tetons National Park. Our biggest worry about going on this trip was with the ongoing government shutdown that has now lasted a month. We were worried the national parks would be closed. That was not the case. They were just unstaffed. So last year, national parks generated $55 billion in monies. It only takes them $3 billion to upkeep them, all national parks in the United States.
What a nice little profit margin they have.
It's like the most lucrative dollars to donuts like investment you could do.
Man.
So they made $0 because of the shutdown. So all the gates are just open, free admission. The only trade-off, though, is all the toilets and trash cans are locked and saran-wrapped so that you can't throw stuff away because they don't have people to clean out the trash cans so bears can't get into it.
So aren't people more likely than just throw it on the ground like jerks?
No, you just take it with you.
People do that? I feel like I know a lot of jerks that would say, well, if you're going to...
If there was, we didn't see any, and we didn't see any trash there.
Okay, that's good.
So we drove from Salt Lake to Jackson. Corby, who was there a couple months back, recommended a couple places that he thought I might like to eat at because he knows I'm a picky eater. So, and also he did give us money to buy dinner one day. So we went to buy the most expensive steak that we could find.
He
there.
Did? He
Corby
gave
buys
you money?
You dinner on vacation?
This is the first time he sent me money. To
on the hardline
like, hey,
company card?
Dinner on me.
He's never sent me money for food on my vacation.
Me neither.
Must be nice.
Shout out to Corby. Also shout out to Dave because... The five-hour trip from Salt Lake to Jackson, very helpful if you download all the Ticket 80s prom music into one playlist. You have 16 hours of non-repeat music of 80s music. Very good.
From an era you didn't grow up in.
But the 80s are great.
You're the one board op Dave likes, huh?
Evidently
so. You won't yell at.
But the place that we ate at, which I will get into more right now,
is a restaurant bar called the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. It is ranked consistently in the top 10 honky-tonks in the United States and top 10 cowboy bar in the country by Men's Journal in 2023.
That's a tough list to crack, the top 10 2023 Men's Journal honky-tonk bars.
So
third one does it for.
That's the Marconi of honky tonk bars. That's the best.
Honey, we got our third Michelin star. I don't care.
No, I want Men's Journal.
Let me know when the Men's Journal is going to be here.
So the day we drove into Jackson, we decided, we don't want to drive anywhere, so we're going to walk to one of the places that Corby recommended that's on the square. As we are walking by, on our way to Jackson Drug, which is the place that he recommended, we passed by the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar. On the marquee, unbeknownst to us, this was like only announced like a week prior. We had this trip planned out for at least a month or two. Was the Ticket Zone, Jub Jan Zone, and Work in Progress Zone, Pat Green, who happened to be playing there. So I sent a photo to Corby, be like, hey, how cool that Pat's here. Corby immediately texts me back saying, you're going to this show, eat your dinner, sit tight, I'm going to talk to George.
So forget any plans you already had of doing what you wanted to do.
We actually had something
which was
to do.
Go home and sleep because we were driving for like 6 hours already that day. George calls Pat. Pat answers the phone 5 minutes before he goes on stage and says, hey, Matt's in town. Let's try to get him to the show. I finished dinner. I get a call from Jub.
Who's Matt?
Of the Morning Musers. Morning Musers, formerly 530 to 10. He tells me I have tickets available for you at will call. So go up there. We have your name already written down. If there's any issue, call Jub or reference their tour manager's name or whatever.
So they had to delay the show 30 minutes.
They did not.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, waiting on ham.
The walk took 40 seconds for me to pay, walk out, and enter a bar. It was that close. So we get there as the show is now 90 seconds in. And I walk up and I say, hey, I have tickets made available to me for will call.
Did you spit it out that cleanly?
And they're like, what? Are you a drunk?
We speak English here, sir.
I have tickets that are set aside for me at will call.
There you go.
And they go, okay, what's your name? Matt Birmingham. Okay. We don't see your name. Are you sure? No. Okay.
I'm friends with Pat.
I told him this was very last minute within like, maybe even 5 minutes. And they go, okay, let me go talk to somebody real quick. They bring somebody back. They go, what's your name? Matt Birmingham. They pull up their phone of their text message, and I see in their text message one of the last names written down on there was Matt McLaren. So,
oh, no.
So Corby called George. Matt's in Jackson, and Pat's there. Get him tickets to the show.
Okay. Oh, McLaren's a big Pat Green fan. I can see why.
And nobody calls me Matt. They only call me Ham. So George calls, hey, Matt McLaren's in town. And so she's showing me her phone. She goes, this is the last thing that I got, and said Matt McLaren. And so to get in, I opened up my phone, went to contacts, and I showed her that I have Matt McLaren's number in my phone. And she goes, I guess you're Matt McLaren? Right this way.
Real flimsy on her part, because you could just put anybody's name in there.
But she saw that I just pulled up my contacts and already had that name in there.
Barack Obama. I have him right here. We're best buds. Let me in.
So she's
right this way, sir.
She's walking us to the VIP area, and she goes, so you're friends of Pat's, right? And I go, yes.
Y'all know each other.
We did. He was in studio with us when we filled in for the Musers.
We do charity work together.
Yeah, actually, I'm a board op at a radio station, and some of our hosts are really good friends. We've built this relationship, so.
But when we had him in studio, he even referenced the turbine torpedo and how I would never run.
What a predicament you must have been in, because I don't think normally you would watch Pat Green if he played in your backyard.
Oh, he's going to do P1. Of course I would.
When you're in Wyoming, you'll go to a concert venue to see him.
Wife loves Pat Green. So it was great for her because she got VIP.
So in Texas,
access.
Ham trashes Pat Green, but we're
I
on
never
vacation,
have trashed Pat Green ever.
He doesn't miss a show.
Like, some of the words I've heard him call him, I didn't even know were could be said on radio.
But like,
they're usually slurs that I thought were meant for people of other races.
Yeah.
Like, Ham just uses them liberally.
Just for anybody. Thought he was referring to the World Series MVP.
What?
But as you guys know, I don't dress for going to concerts for country concerts.
Always naked.
We were the biggest fish out of water there, as I'm wearing essentially what I'm wearing right now.
You didn't put your Stetson on?
No, I didn't have a Stetson. We're the only people to not have either boots, cowboy hats, or flannel on. As I'm wearing my Stars hat, just
cowboys cosplay.
Completely out of place.
Cowboy cosplay is out of control these days.
Especially there. If you open up a Stetson or a hat store, you are going to be loaded.
Oh, cowboy lids?
Yeah.
Hat store, eh?
Haberdashery?
Is that what it's called?
I feel like of the three of us, the way we normally dress, you would look the least out of place.
Because normally I'm wearing a button-up and I'll tuck it in.
Or like you'll have a flannel.
I'm a tucker now.
You've been a tucker a while, I bet.
Whereas if DJ was wearing his Peagle shirt or I have my Clemson shirt and Russell shorts on, we would look way more out of place.
Monty wearing his Dr. Nasser Michigan State jersey.
Oh, I took the doctor part off when he lost his license.
But he put on a great show. We went and spoke to him afterwards, and he apologized for the weight, which I thought was really funny.
Oh, no. Has he put on some pounds?
What? No. Apologize for me waiting to get in.
He was wheezing and couldn't breathe during his...
He's so fat now.
Even though I got a five-minute heads up, he apologized.
What a shot.
He probably wanted to see me at my best.
But in the Grand Teton, we took a wildlife tour on day one. We drove around the park, and I put a couple photos on Twitter of some that we took. Final animal count, because I like seeing wildlife. We went on a wildlife tour. 31 moose.
Whoa.
So we only seen moose in Alaska. We saw 31 in Grand Teton. And a lot of them were a couple. We saw this moose yesterday. We saw them again today. So really, the real number is like 21.
Wait, you know?
They were in the same spots every single day. And we have photos of them every single day so we could tell by their antlers which ones. We saw over 200 buffalo. We saw 6 bald eagles. One of them was a juvenile bald eagle that was ripping apart a dead goose. Is really cool.
Wow.
And we saw about 3 dozen pronghorns. No elk or bear. But
right there.
Never heard of a pronghorn.
Elk. It's like an antelope, but
right there.
They're not called antelopes.
Yeah, they have different horns. They're more
prongy.
Prongy, yeah.
But highly recommend the Grand Tetons. We pretty much had different seasons every single day because it snowed. One of the mornings we woke up, it was 16 degrees. And when it got up to 22, we took our like heavy coats off because it felt great. Do not recommend Salt Lake City. Unless the church is or temple is not under renovation and you could pick yourself up a couple wives.
To, as you put earlier, bang.
Bang.
Right.
Well, yeah. Highly recommend Grand Teton. So to Wyoming. Go to Jackson Hole.
I will put that on my to-do list. Ham, thank you very much.
Go see Mission Impossion and go visit Jackson Hole.
Yeah. Damn right.